This is regional news coverage from the KBI Newsroom. I'm James Parham. The charity Meals on Wheels delivers roughly 100 meals a day to the elderly and disabled throughout Columbia. As KBIA's Casey Morrell reports, inclement weather, like last week's snowstorm, forces the charity to reorganize its efforts.
The bad weather forced Meals on Wheels to cancel deliveries last Friday. Without the deliveries, Executive Director Janita Weaver says some of the charity's clients turned to emergency supplies they received in the fall. Since more bad weather is expected for tomorrow, Weaver says Meals on Wheels has been preparing extra frozen meals in case their clients' emergency supplies have been exhausted.
We sent a letter with them today telling them put that in the freezer so that in the event that we can't deliver tomorrow, they've got a frozen meal.
She says she's especially appreciative of the volunteers who have continued to deliver meals despite the weather.
They really want to, and that's the same way it was on Thursday. They want to make sure that our people are fed.
Weaver says a decision regarding Tuesday delivery will be made later today. Casey Morrell, KBIA News.
Central Missouri Community Action hosted Mid-Missouri legislators in Columbia at the Park Avenue Head Start facility today. KBIA's Jen Cooper tells us more about early childhood programs that need more funding.
Darren Priest is the executive director of Central Missouri Community Action. He says Head Start and Title I programs provide a safe place for learning for at-risk children while their parents are working.
It gives us an opportunity to really work closely with those kids to make sure that they're getting some academic preparation, that they are working on social and emotional issues so that they're behaviorally ready for kindergarten.
Last year, Missouri legislators got about $13 million from early childhood development, education, and care funding that would help pay to prepare at-risk children for kindergarten. He says Monday's event hoped to inform legislators about the importance of funding early education programs. Jen Cooper, KBIA News.
The University of Missouri will be in full closure tomorrow in anticipation of the 6 to 13 inches of snow forecasted to start Monday night. The Columbia Public School District, Columbia College Day classes, as well as Columbia Transit and all city offices will also be closed tomorrow. Stevens College is currently scheduled to remain open tomorrow. Decisions on whether their Stevens will remain open is expected to be made later this afternoon. Both Jefferson City and Kirksville city offices currently plan on remaining open tomorrow. We will continue to monitor the closings and keep you updated as we gain more information. With more snow on the way, local governments are scrambling to keep the roads clear. Boone County Southern District Superintendent Mike Glasscock says the county's Public Works Department is ready for tomorrow's storm.
From what we can see from the National Weather Service, it should be a lot less. Now, a 6-inch snow is still pretty good snow, but it won't take near as long to clean up.
Because of last year's milder winter, Glasscock says Boone County Public Works still has a large stockpile of salt available for use on the roadways. He asks residents who park on streets to move their cars to aid in snow removal. Kansas City officials say a cable company subcontractor suspected of rupturing a natural gas line before a deadly restaurant explosion that killed one person and injured 15 people didn't have an approved permit for the work. Four of the injured remain hospitalized today, including one person who is in critical condition. Heartland Midwest said last week that it is cooperating with authorities. For KBIA News, I'm James Parham.